How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. Once again, this is Winston Marsh. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the well wishes. It's been a while, right? It's really been a while since I've been on. I know we took a break, you know, because of COVID, jobs. You know, we got to get the house in order and all that good stuff. But I wanted to know if everybody out there is good. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's still staying safe. You know, the virus is still there. You know, vaccines are being handed out and people are getting the vaccine. But I just want you guys to know that, you know, we're good. And I want you guys to know that I think about you guys and you guys are always asking the question, you know, when are you going to do a new episode? Hey, man, what's going on with your podcast and all of that? But, you know, this is what we do. You know, we work, you know, we have things that are prioritized. And not saying that the podcast isn't, you know, something, but you know, we have to make sure again that our house is in order and people have other jobs, and you know, we got to support each other and do a lot of things. But anyway, rambling on about me, but what's going on with you guys? You know, what's new, what's good? You know, it's been a while since January. You know, it's July, we got what, like 5 months left in the year. Just wanted to come on, you know, do a brief intro to Serious Thing with a new episode, new season, find out how you guys are doing. What's up? Shout out to everybody that has been supporting Serious Thing podcast from Europe, you know, Portugal, England, here in the United States, Jamaica, you know, there, and all over. So thank you guys. You know, it's a rainy time now, rainy season, hurricane season here in Miami. We're just trying to, how would I say, weather the storm, but not literally, but you know, we're here having fun, you know, trying to keep it real, keep it safe. You know how we do with Serious Things, you know, Serious Thing. I always say Serious Things and a Serious Thing. You know how we do with Serious Thing. We keep it raw, real, unedited, uncut. You know, it's like me having a conversation with you, but I'm me alone, I talk. So, yeah, that's how I bring it to you. But I just wanted to know, you know, I posted a question on my Instagram page. It's SLIMZ, Slims21. About what is, and this is a topic for today with the intro, what is your favorite music album of all time? Now just hold on, I know you might have more than one, but the first one that comes to mind that you would always listen to, the one that you could listen to every song on there, you know, some of them word by word, you know, what else, whether it be rap, hip hop, or R&B, whatever the genre. It doesn't have to be one genre, you know, you could have one from each genre if you're liking, you never know, you know. And we talk about how music is influential and how music can influence us a lot, you know. It can impact illness. Some research have shown that it can impact illness and depression, you know, even spending money. That's crazy, spending money, but for real though, productivity and our perception of the world. You know, it can also increase aggressive thoughts, you know, or encourage crime. Why do you always say rap music? Oh, it's not good. It, you know, it increases aggression. It increases aggressive thoughts. You know, why do you always say, you know, there are other music that talks about other stuff that, you know, but let's not get into that. I just wanted to know, some of you guys have reached out, you know, I've talked to people off air, you know, off social media, I've asked the question of what your favorite genre or what your favorite music or your favorite album of all time in terms of music, you know, and I've gotten a lot of response. You know, you have some rap out there, some people say A Tribe Called Quest, Busta Rhymes, Biggie Smalls, Wu-Tang, what else, Big Daddy Kane, I've gotten that, what else have I gotten, Tupac, I've gotten Common, I've gotten Kanye, Jay-Z, some groups that people, you know, talked about, what else, for me, and I've posted the answer on social media, for me, it's the Thriller album by Michael Jackson, you know, I can't, you know, that's for me. My second one would be The Bad Album. The Bad Album was the yeesh, you know, it came out in 1988, that, you know, Michael with the buckles on his clothes and all, but it was The Bad Album for me too, you know. And if I have to go to rap, I'll tell you this, my first, and I think I've said this before in one of my episodes, my first rap album that I purchased with my own money was Onyx, Back the Up, Onyx. I remember I bought that, and Onyx was one of the first rap group I sat down and listened to, and I was like, wow, okay, it's not for my ears, but hey, you know, it just opened up my mind to see what was out there. I knew about rap, but for me, when it comes down to rap, it would be, let's say, Ready to Die by the Notorious B.I.G., and then it would be Tupac. Then when it comes down to R&B, for me, it would be a group. Way back, it would be The Temptations, then Boyz II Men. A single singer in terms of R&B, I don't know. There's a lot of people that are out there. But if I had to go way back, not really way back, but back like in the 60s and stuff, it would be James Brown. James Brown has influenced a lot of people. There's a lot of people that sampled off of James Brown. The Beatles are there. Aerosmith is there for me in terms of rock. And there's a lot of pop. But, you know, I like to listen to music that where people actually play instruments. And they play the piano, the drums, and I listen to all of that. So it's not just only the words, but also everything that backs up, you know, that part. And that's it for me. I know I wanted to hear everybody else's. I've gotten a bunch, but I wanted to hear from everybody else. Hit me up on my Instagram. Let me know what's going on. You know, I just wanted to come on with this brief intro into the new episode and a new season with Serious Thing and just find out how you guys are doing. Again, everybody reaches out, you know, people reach out, you know, I have the same people that say, hey, Winston, you know, I like this, I like that, but when are you coming out with a new episode? So I'm here, Medea, Jamaica, Medea, Dea Fiuna. You guys want me to talk about some things? Oh yeah, and I wanted to say, now, going into this season, we will be doing interviews. No, I will be doing interviews. May I say we like somebody else tonight. But I will be doing interviews with a lot of people that have reached out to me. They want to, you know, voice their opinion on certain things. You know, again, I don't talk about politics and all of that stuff. But, you know, people have things that they want to talk about that, and I say again that Serious Thing is unedited. It started to rain. Serious Thing is unedited. You know, we bring it to you raw, real, straight to the point. You know, we talk about things you think about but not really voice, you know, which might be, you know, simple to some, but to others it's a serious thing. So that's what we do here, a serious thing. If it's your first time listening, check out the other episodes, you know, and tell me what you like. You know, tell me what you like talking about. Well, I know that a lot of people wanted me to talk more about Who Makes the First Move. That's one of my first episodes that I did, about who makes the first move in a relationship, if it's the guy or is it the girl. And you know, I've gotten reviews and a lot of people really love that, so that is yet to come in terms of having an actual interview, you know, with maybe a female to get her point of view, just to see, because I don't want it to sound one-sided, you know. It's two people that, you know, creates that love in the air and so forth. But with that being said, I just wanted to come on, you know, it's here again, Serious Thing. We're there in Miami, it's the hurricane season. Elsa just missed us. I'm here right now, it's raining, you know, it's the rainy season, it's the hurricane season. We're good, everybody is healthy, everybody is fine. We just wanted to come on and say hi, hello. You know, again, that goes a long way. That's how I end my Serious Thing podcast. And just wanted to touch a little bit on music, guys. You know, let me know how you feel about it. I might do a Instagram live so people could come on and see what's good and just voice their opinions about the music that they like and their favorite album and so forth. And I'll put dates on. So just hit me up on my Instagram page. It's SLIMZ21, Slims21 on Instagram. And just wanted to come out and say that, you know, I appreciate you guys for always reaching out and asking, and for the support you have given me from the recent episodes, the episodes before, and just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you guys for listening and supporting Serious Thing and making it what it is right now, with over 1,500 listening and downloads. And you know, I really appreciate it. See, tie tongue up, tongue tie up. See, all of that, blah, 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 blah. But I appreciate you guys listening, reaching out, subscribing. And if you haven't subscribed, subscribe. You know, we got good things coming up. And this is a serious thing for you guys. Not too uptight and all that. We just give it to you raw, real, and straight to the point. All right? So once again, say hi, hello to somebody out there. Hi, hello goes a long way. There's somebody, shake a hand, fist bump, elbow speck, you know, tap your elbow. Your elbows, I should say. You know, say hi, hello to somebody, man. If you could smile, you smile. You smile with your eyes if you're still wearing a mask. And just be real, you know. Love one another and just be safe. Positivity always. Reach out to me. Hit me up on Slims21 on my Instagram. Hi, hello again. Goes a long way. You guys be safe out there. This is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. And guess what? It's raining. Be safe. A beer enough all. And out. One love, guys.